And I put the small, I'd cut off a piece about that long. That's what we call the lash, to put in the end of the whip. And I'd taper one end off down to about 4 inches. But start it in and put my whip over it all the way till I got down to the where the taper run out. And then I'd take that and bring it around and draw it tight. I'll show you how when I bring that whip over here. And man, didn't have you. Well, I had them ox whips. The stocks was about that long, what you know. So, but we used to drive 4 mules, and we had what we call 4 mule whip. And these were ox whips, but this is I got made of what we used to call a 4 mule whip. Folks driving 4 mules to a wagon, you know. We didn't have to use that long stock then with mules like we did oxen, you know. And I couldn't make one of them now at all, though. I'm too nervous. I could cut that leather out. I'd cut it.
You had steady nerves.
Yeah.
That sounds like pretty hard work, too, making
the wheel. Yeah, it's every bit hard. But I tell you what, I just enjoyed working in the logwood. Now, I'd rather have been there anywhere. I just took up with it back when I was young, just started in wood. Hamlin Kirk Lumber Company moved about a mile from where I was born and raised back in 1911 or 12, somewhere right along there. They had bought a lot of timber over there, a big track of it, and they was running 8 wagons, 2 mules to the wagon.
Mm-hmm, yes.
And they didn't have no, it was good open country. Just after that stock load being, cows kept everything. Wood was open then, you know. You could just walk around the woods anywhere. You can't do that now, down all them briars and things. That's right, and they had open wood. And they didn't have no skidding team out there. Everything had to done their own skidding and loading. Had 2 mules to the wagon. That double tree back here that worked the mules to, they had what they called a D in it. A piece of iron was made like an ox bow. And went through the double tree and the nut on each word. And then they had a D back crooked over on and they just hooked that in there, you know. And didn't have to use no stay chain or nothing. And when you got to the woods, they had these middle snaps on your breast chains up there for the mule. You just go there and unsnap them 2 snaps. You go back there and just jerk that double tree up, hook a pair of tongs in there. This morning you're ready to go skidding logs. You know, you didn't have to undo no breast chain and unhook no traces. And it's made that way. And they had running 8 wagons. My brother went over and went driving for them after he got the crop day by the first year they moved in there. And they didn't hire no colored fellas. They were white fellas, had white fellas driving for them. And when I got a little older, they stayed over there several 4 or 5 years. When I got old enough, I went over and went to work with them, and I just enjoyed it. And
working with
them. If everything went and come together, whenever the first one got loaded out there in the woods, he set up on the wagon, everything got ready to all go into the mill together. Come back, go in.
How long did you work for Belcher Lumber here?
I started with them in 40. The last of 39, the 40 was going to the first 40.
There's gobbles of yoke out there too.
What you say? Says lock.
I said, we forgot there's gonna be yoke out there too. She said, just let him come out there and look at the whip and the yoke. You know, you made a yoke for Dickie to hang up in his
basement. Oh yeah, that's right. I got a yoke hanging up out there. Dickie, we'll go out there, Rick, and look at it. And I'll show you that whip too. I forgot about that.
About that fireplace.
I forgot about that yoke.
Yoke's on the wall, but those bows have kind of warped in it, and you was going to make him some.
Yeah, I'm going to make some.
And that's really, y'all showing that in that joint, it's made perfect.
But what I started to tell you about them mules, they had to.